Its current state on 90.5 WKAR Wednesday means Neighbors in Action here on Current State when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about Lansing Roots, a business incubator for aspiring farmers. To learn more about the program, we welcome Alex Bryan from the Greater Lansing Food Bank, the organization behind the program. Welcome, Alex. Also joining us is Mohammed Kogali, a Lansing resident and a farmer with Lansing Roots. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Alex, tell us a little bit about what the Lansing Roots program offers to aspiring farmers. What do you do?
Yeah, like you said, we're a business incubator. So folks are familiar with the incubator concept when it comes to tech or perhaps to kitchens, a commercial kitchen space. And right. So we work in that same realm. We provide the infrastructure, a little bit of education, and quite a bit of marketing to get those products out. So we provide the land, the fence, the tractor, the pole barn, the water, the specialty tools, you name it.
I'm not accustomed to hearing infrastructure described in quite that way, but if you're in agribusiness, yeah. That is your infrastructure,
yeah. And
isn't
it? And it's expensive infrastructure too, right? So we're able to defer that cost by having that expensive infrastructure and then passing that down to
of
our
course.
Farmers that we want
yeah.
to support.
Sounds capital intensive,
yeah.
to be sure. How do you find the farmers who participate?
Yeah, so the Lansing Roots program is a natural extension of our garden project program of the food bank, which was our 30-some-year-old community garden arm, helping folks in our neighborhoods and communities grow their own food. So many of our farmers are coming out of our garden project realm, the people that have been wanting 3, 4, or 5 plots in our gardens. Maybe we say, hey, how about a larger farm plot, Mohammed being one of those.
Mohammed is
gardeners.
One of them that actually started yeah. out. You started out as a volunteer in the garden project before you joined Lansing Roots. What made you want to make that transition? What made you want to get more involved?
I was really interested in growing things. You know, I've been involved in agriculture for a while, and I found it a good opportunity to expand it and just put my hands in the ground and produce.
You're originally from Sudan, where you worked in agriculture for the Sudanese government. Tell us about what you did there.
I was responsible from large-scale agriculture for producing peanuts and cotton with machinery. So I was responsible from the machinery side on very large scales, so 300 or 400 tractors, you know, different equipments.
Mm-hmm. Do a lot of your peers in the Lansing Roots program have background in farming as well? Or I imagine a lot of them don't have the experience you do.
Most of them who are active right now, they don't have, but they were exposed to a very learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Alex, Lansing Roots focuses primarily on these aspiring farmers who may not have the means to get and started on their own. What kind of barriers are there for low-income or immigrant farmers
yeah.
who want to get into agribusiness?
Yeah, so we work with probably 60 or 70% of our farmers are refugees or immigrants, and so many of our folks, language is a barrier. If you're going to sell something to our community, being able to speak English, so we sort of help bridge that gap. Transportation can be a barrier, and then just the capital-intensive nature of agriculture. If it's $60,000 for a tractor and you're coming here as a refugee, you've been here for a few years, you were a subsistence farmer back home.
No way that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen, and you're not going to be able to get the capital access from the banks and such for a loan, even if you did. So part of our program is within 3 years of having farm managerial experience, you start to qualify for USDA loan support. So that's kind of our idea, is that we're able to help people out and navigate that system post farming with us.
What do you make of this transition, Mohammed, that people will make in Lansing Roots? Do you see this as a real springboard, a real opportunity for people to pursue agribusiness in a serious way?
I think it's a real spring and a real opportunity, you know, for those who are really serious to do it, to grab it, you know. It is a learning period, and you find a lot of help, and if you have all the facilities and you are willing to grab it, it is there.
What did, when you started with Lansing Roots, Mohammed, what were you, what did you want to learn?
Actually, I wanted to learn or put in application what I have in mind, you know, and that is an opportunity to put my hands in the, on the soil and with instructions and whatever they have, guidance, to shift from mechanized agriculture to a smaller vegetable production, and you work with your hands.
Mm-hmm. There's still that attraction for actually planting something in the ground.
Yes, and that's true.
Yeah.
And also learning or doing it by yourself, and you see how it is done. And sometimes there's a lot of things that you don't learn in school, you know, but when you are applying it in on the soil or you put your hands on the ground, you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing you've learned?
I have learned to work hard to produce.
Okay.
Farming is hard.
Hard work never goes away,
unless,
right?
Unless if you are very serious, you won't make it, you know. With all the guidance, you know, unless you have your mind in it. If you have your mind in it, there is a good opportunity of success.
Mohammed Kugali is a participant in the Lansing Roots program. He's a Lansing resident and a farmer with Lansing Roots. And Alex Bryan also joins us of the Greater Lansing Food Bank, which is the organization behind the program. Tell us a little bit more about the end game here, Alex. The ultimate goal is to get people their own farms. You alluded to federal loans that people become eligible for. But how does that take shape exactly?
Yeah, I think there's kind of bigger goals here. The food bank saying, hey, the average farmer is 58 years old. We have climate change hitting our world, and we're looking at production in California where it's drying up and most of our food comes from there. We need to localize our food system. And to do that, we need farmers. And so that's our contribution to the sort of the big goal. The more farmers we have, the better, and the lower age we can bring that down, even better. So our end goal is, again, to train our farmers, to work with them, to present the opportunities to those that can scale up and want to scale up to become part-time, full-time farmers in our community, growing food from the community for the community, right?
Has the program been around long enough that you've actually seen people start to make this transition?
Yeah, so this is our third season. We have graduated a few farmers that have gone on and done some of their own stuff. One's in a transition point. They were about to buy some land and some things fell through, but you know, we are starting to see that where farmers are graduating, going back home to their, maybe into Lansing and taking on a few city lots, or they are getting to that point where we're going to transition them into agriculture here soon.
You're creating food with this project. What are you doing with it? Is this for yourself, or does this make its way out into the community since you're a food bank operation, or what?
Most of the produce that they produce is for myself and for my to give away for my friends and neighbors, and I also use it as to attract others, you know, if they can do the same, you know. It's one way of advertising for the roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so some of our farmers, like Mohammed, grow a bit more for themselves, more for their family and friends. Many of our farmers are trying to make an income. They're trying to make a living doing this, so they're making a few thousand dollars, which for someone making only a few thousand dollars a year, doubling their income is a great thing to do. So we market everyone's produce. We sell at the Capital Farmers Markets a few times a year. And we have a program we call a CSA, or a, sort of a subscription vegetable service. You pay me money up front at the beginning of the year. Each week for 20 weeks during the season, you get a big old box of fresh produce from us. We're actually working with area businesses to do workplace delivery. So Dart Container Corporation, Great Lakes Capital Fund, Greenstone Farm Credit Services.
Where are your plots?
Yeah, so
where does this food get grown?
Good question. All of our food is grown in Mason. It's South Hagedorn Road, 1084 South Hagedorn Road. We lease that. We partner with another nonprofit called Hunt Holt Kiwanis Charities. Anyone can come by the farm. We'd love to see you. It's an open space. There's a little campground out there, too. But we're about 12 and a half acres out there that we're growing on.
You anticipate a good growing season? We've had pretty good rain. It's been a pretty good growing season so far.
It is very promising, and we should like to extend you an invitation to come over there and see it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
we wish you the best of luck. It was great learning about the Lansing Roots program. Alex Bryan is the Garden Project Manager at the Greater Lansing Food Bank, which runs Lansing Roots. This is a business incubator for aspiring farmers. We've also been joined by one of those farmers, Mohammed Kugali. Thanks again.
Thanks,
Mark. You very much.
Good luck. Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.